You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Machi Fita, who is the owner of Brand Dignity, which is a search engine marketing firm helping businesses find their online voice using a variety of marketing channels, along with increasing the flow of inbound marketing activities to their website. Machi, certainly a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. So tell me, what is Brand Dignity?
Brand Dignity is it's a full-service search engine marketing company. We offer a variety of different services and solutions for small to mid-sized businesses looking for a flow of inbound traffic through anything from SEO to SEM, social media marketing, pay-per-click advertising. You know, we recently got into the area of mobile application marketing as well, since that seems to be such a big driving force in the business community these days. You know, we handle a variety of different companies and industries. We offer services to anybody really looking to attract attention to their website, anybody who needs consulting on things like conversion aspects and how to increase actions on their site, and, you know, just really finding their voice online through a variety of different social channels and search channels that everyone's on these days.
Well, where do you see the search engine marketing industry going from here?
You know, it's growing in leaps and bounds. I mean, in the last 10 years, we've seen it go from, you know, really just being a keyword-focused action to really just being a social media content marketing type of initiative now. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, even recently Google's already starting to make changes where they're starting to shift their model to more of a semantic type search, where they're trying to not rely 100% on just pinging keywords and finding out different pages that are, you know, people have manipulated to appear at the top of the search engines, but really hone in on personalized search, how people are interacting through sites like Google+, Facebook, Pinterest. You know, they're really looking at the personalized aspect on what people are searching for while they're logged into their Google accounts. They can track some of these activities, and they're really starting to personalize search results according to people's interests and behaviors online. And that is just something that, you know, we're just on the nose end of it, and I think it's just something that's going to grow with even greater force in the very near future. You know, back in the day when social media first started to get ramped up, there was a clear, distinct line between search engine optimization and efforts like social media marketing, but those lines are now blended, and there's a lot of overlap, and the way people communicate and the way people share is really, you know, I think is going to be a big indicator on how companies are going to be able to market themselves in the future.
Well, if you don't mind, give us one example when you did something online that was a huge success.
You know, we had a situation not that long ago where we have a clothing brand. It's a Boston-based clothing brand. And one of the goals of the company was to really build up the email list. You know, newsletter marketing is still one of the oldest forms of marketing, but it's still very powerful to this day. And one of the goals was to really build up the newsletter list. So what we did was we decided that, okay, we're gonna give up something for free. And everybody likes something for free. And in return of receiving this free package, you give us your email list, it goes on the email list, and, you know, we'll ping you maybe once a month, once every other week. What happened was we put together a free sticker packet, and all we did was one tweet on Twitter, and we got probably 1,000 emails within maybe about 36 hours. I mean, we had an email set up for this promotion, and probably every 5 to 10 seconds there was an email coming through all over the world. We had emails coming in from the Middle East, Russia, Japan, London. I mean, it was an extremely overwhelming response. We never anticipated from one single tweet to have this type of response, but we got it. It came flooding in.
Very impressive. Today we are joined by Machi Fita, who is the owner of Brand Dignity, which is a search engine marketing firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Machi, why do you think companies are so scared to invest in SEO?
You know, I think there's a handful of factors. I think some of the most important ones are, one, it's such an intangible. It's like purchasing car insurance. You know, it's sometimes physically difficult to see your SEO efforts. And I think that's one thing that people, decision makers and companies are really scared of. You know, it's, okay, I'm going to purchase SEO, but what am I going to get? Because SEO is one of these things where it's very difficult to try to pinpoint ROI at times. You know, you see inbound traffic coming through and you try to track sales and you try to track leads, but sometimes it can be difficult from an organic marketing standpoint. And I think companies are a little scared sometimes to invest into it because they don't know enough about it, especially if you're dealing with a company that's been around for 30, 40, 50 years, and they've spent the majority of their company history building up their business using offline tactics before the internet was even around. They're a little hesitant to jump into that digital space. And on the flip side of it, there's a lot of bad apples in our industry. There's people that don't know what they're doing, there's people that try to game the system, and there's people that just try to screw people over. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that get burned in the SEO industry because it's kind of like the Wild Wild West. So once you get burned once, you want to get burned twice. Sometimes it's difficult to trust anybody. It doesn't matter who they are or what credentials they show. And I think those are some of the two biggest challenges in the SEO space right now.
What kind of approach do you take towards SEO and SEM for a client?
You know, we take a very strategic approach. There's a lot of SEO companies out there that will communicate with you once a month, send you some report that's very difficult to understand, and say, okay, we're moving on to the next month, pay me. We take a slightly different approach. You know, we're available and we're open all hours of the day. We don't limit on how many times we'll talk to clients. Some SEO companies will say, okay, you get one phone call with us a month or one phone call with us a week. You know, it's a constant flow of inbound calls and emails, and we take a very marketing type of approach where for a very long time, SEO was approached like a science project because behind it all, there is an algorithm that the search engines rely on to display information organically. And over the years, people tried to figure out those points of that algorithm to make their material appear first. And rankings is one of those things. Rankings are really starting to dissipate and become less of a focus because there are so many different changes happening in the search engines. And there are so many different factors like personalized search and social media. And we take a much more marketing-driven type of approach where we don't look at the science project part of it. We try to put out good content, good quality content, really build up a client search results. So the search results for a branded search look really clean, have lots of good information, lots of nice selling points. If somebody Googles a company's name first before they try to do business, they'll see press releases and they'll see social media activity and videos and things like that, where some SEO companies, they'll take a very science-type driven approach where they're doing all of this behind-the-scenes efforts that don't really appear in the search results, don't really have a solid foundation. So we kind of incorporate a little bit of that, but a lot more of the marketing and branding type focus.
In conclusion, always standard on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business of their own or to initiate a creation by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
You know, I think the most important aspect is really honing in on the website. You know, before anybody starts to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on marketing and driving traffic and trying to drive visitors and create sales, get your website down. Get it really brandable. Make the design and the development up to date, super clean, good graphics, nice images. You know, these days people don't have to spend $15,000, $20,000 for a website anymore. You know, they can do it cost effectively if they're on a budget. and really, you know, just really have a nice brandable and user-friendly website to start. And then once you have that, all your other external efforts will just be second nature, and they'll really fit into that equation for success online.
Great information, great advice. He is Machi Fita, who is the owner of Brand Dignity, which is a search engine marketing firm helping businesses find their online voice using a variety of marketing channels, along with increasing the flow of inbound marketing activities to their website. And the website of reference is branddignity.com. Machi, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.